Welcome to the Friday, September the 2nd episode of Briefing for Butts, our fifth episode of the 2022-2023 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. If you're tuning in to our new audio podcast for the first time, welcome. Every Friday at 1 p.m., along with the Parent Square message that includes a link to this podcast, there are a few links you do not want to miss. First, there's a link to nominate a person or program to be featured in a future episode. And there's also a link to a trivia question that's related to the podcast. So be sure to listen carefully. Submit your answer before Sunday at midnight for a chance to win one Jeans Day for you and your team or department. Last week was our first trivia question. It was, what was so special about Friday? If you listened closely, you knew last Friday was payday. The winner will be announced during next week's Briefings with Butts for this week's trivia question. However, last week's winner, congratulations, Lisa Carter of the Education Center. Lisa, you get a free Jeans Day for you and your department. Let's go ahead and jump in. The MSD of Wayne Township is proud to partner with Project Aware Indiana. Through our partnership, we are improving mental health awareness and education by prioritizing mental wellness and providing tools to support collective growth and change. As a demonstration site, we were honored to host representatives from the Indiana Department of Education, the Indiana Family and Social Services Administration, and others from around the state this week. During our visit yesterday, in fact, we highlighted the work being done by our wellness coaches, our social and emotional learning coaches, and what the future of mental health supports look like in the MSD of Wayne Township. Reminder that on July 1st, all staff members received an email from the Human Resources Office with links to this year's Safe Schools training videos. While it may seem hard to believe, the deadline to complete your Safe Schools training was this past Wednesday. If you did not complete your videos, you are overdue, and we'll be getting an email from Dr. Suggs with instructions for your next steps. Speaking of technology, the security of our network, data, and user credentials is critical. We are reintroducing password expiration requirements starting this week until October the 25th, which is returning from fall break. All employees will be asked to reset your passwords. If you don't change your password by October the 26th, your login will expire and you'll be forced to change it. The Parent Square message with additional details, including password requirements, went out this past Tuesday. So make sure to check your inbox for more details. Building level TAs have been trained in the process and are ready to assist you if you have any questions. Lots of deadlines occurring. Today is the last day to complete the strategic planning survey. We are very excited with the number of responses we have had so far, but we still want to hear your voice if you have not yet completed the survey. It was sent out and has been sent out multiple times through Parent Square. It's also available on our district website under District News. And starting next Wednesday and occurring throughout the month of September, we will have 16 different focus group interviews that will include certified staff, classified staff, students, newcomers, business leaders, and parents. While we're talking about deadlines, let's look at one more. Certified employees, you have until October the 7th, so still some time, but until October the 7th, to complete your service hours action plan in Talent Ed if you'd like to receive the additional benefit during the 2023-2024 contract year. We are excited to be having our second community informational meeting to talk about the possibility of a new transportation center located more centrally in the MSD of Wayne Township. That meeting is scheduled this upcoming Wednesday, September the 7th at Westlake Elementary School, beginning at 6:30 p.m., where we'll be discussing the rezoning of property as well as some of the details about the project with local residents. One of the exciting things with the new transportation center will be the solar arrays that will be located in the parking lot that will greatly reduce our electric bill by nearly $300,000 each year by providing solar energy to Westlake Elementary, the new transportation center, ESEC, better known as the Wayne Township Fire Headquarters, and the Grand Hall. Our colleague John Rabb at the Wayne Preparatory Academy wanted to extend an invitation to join the upcoming Indianapolis Heart Walk on Saturday, October the 1st, in support of the American Heart Association. Their team name is Willy Wonka Walkers, and all Wayne Township employees are welcome to join. If you have any questions, please reach out to Mr. Rabb at the Wayne Preparatory Academy. This week, I am excited to be at Area 31 Career Center with Dr. Patrick Biggerstaff. Welcome, Dr. Biggerstaff.
Good afternoon.
So, I want to talk a little bit about your pursuit of your doctorate. I know it has nothing to do with Area 31, but it's such an amazing story. You went through your entire program without your children knowing about it until you got to graduation, right?
That is correct. That was a source of motivation for me. My children and my parents were both unaware. So that just kept me motivated to keep pursuing some greater level that we'd be able to celebrate as a family. So it was a wonderful experience to live through, finished in 2020 during the pandemic. So while we didn't get the official hooding ceremony, I was actually with all of my family in my living room, and my father performed the hooding ceremony in front of my kids. So it was a very cool experience.
That's amazing. And I kudos to you. I am not a good secret keeper. Your ability to do that and to be able to, because of the time and effort that it takes to complete that, your kids must have thought that Area 31 was consuming an awful lot of your time.
They did.
So let's talk about Area 31. How long has Area 31 been around, and what does Area 31 do?
So Area 31 officially began its cooperative with 11 school districts in 1982, but programming began in 1976. The first program was actually Giant 90.9, the radio program. Everything was located off campus and has since transitioned to more accessible programming on the campus of Ben Davis High School.
And of course, we're very proud of Giant 90.9, the second radio station run by a high school program here in the state of Indiana, and just do a phenomenal job. What other kinds of programs, and I know it's extensive, we can't list them all, but what are some examples of some other programs that are offered here at Area 31 for students to pursue?
Well, student choice is really important. So as a district, we value providing opportunities in every federal career cluster. So we have programmings in the health field, in aviation flight maintenance, transportation, HVAC. It really runs the gamut. One of the things that we're also very proud of is that we have returned to adult programming as well. So in addition to supporting 12 to 1500 students per year in advanced career and technical education classes, we also support adult learners in integrated education training or short-term credentialing programs.
And is that done here actually at Area 31?
It is. Yeah, I think it's really important that we utilize the community resources well by making sure that, again, we have students operating on the highest level of technologies, not only during the school day, but into evenings when it's of interest to our community.
And many of the programs that students are participating in at Area 31 actually are open to the public, right? So can you talk about a few of those programs that the public may not even know about?
Sure. So to be clear, the instruction is only open to high school students from our 11 participating school districts. But from a service perspective, we have many programs that are open to the public. So for example, if you require collision repair, automotive service, if you're interested in coming and eating a delicious lunch at our Harvest restaurant or receiving services from our cosmetology salon, those are open to the public. The great advantage of that, aside from giving back to the community, is that you don't have to pay for service. So again, in the example of collision repair, you might pay for the paint, but you're not going to pay for the service, which sometimes can be two-thirds of the overall expense that you would pay in the community.
Yeah, and so customers just need to be aware. It may take a little more time because our students are learning as well as rebuilding vehicle, potentially. I'm a great example of that in my 1989 Chevy pickup that Area 31 students completely redid. It took 8 or 9 months to do, but that was I was willing to be able to leave it for that period of time. They did pretty extensive work, so I know not all vehicles take that many months as we're helping our community. I used to joke with individuals that you could come to Area 31, get your oil changed, your haircut, and have a great meal all at the same time. With our students, and so it is a great service. Speaking of that, today is Partnership Day. It's an annual event that you host each and every day. Tell us a little bit more about what Partnership Day is and the benefit it has for not only our students, but also our partners.
Absolutely. We're excited today to host our 8th annual Partnership Day. There are more than 100 community partners represented today. So we'll have all of our students go out in branded Area 31 shirts, and they'll go engage with folks from our community. So there are a variety of employer representatives, post-secondary partners, and general community supporters who are celebrating the fact that students have chosen to pursue career and technical or STEM training fields. It is a festival-like environment. There are food trucks. The military is represented. Again, various post-secondary and employer representatives are there. And they're playing games and they're engaging folks in conversations about what their next steps might look like as they engage in programming here at Area 31. When we go into the spring semester, we will host again our Next Steps Extravaganza. That spring event is a lot closer to graduation. So in that occasion, you're going to have students who are bringing their resume and conducting interviews or serving as interviewees, I suppose, with community partners. So throughout the year, we try to provide authentic employer engagements. Not only does that provide some novelty to keep them excited, but again, it helps them better understand what opportunities might exist for them as they continue their education.
Speaking of those branded shirts, it was great seeing so many of our Area 31 students in those shirts last week at the Wayne Township Safety Days. I believe those were EMT and fire science students who were helping with the fire department, handing out bags and really supporting the other vendors that were there.
Yeah, one of the philosophies that we stress a lot at Area 31 is the reason why we build capacity in terms of skill and knowledge is so that we can better serve in our community. So we really take pride in going out and engaging the broader community and citizenry so that we understand, again, why we're doing what we do.
Yeah. Last week, I had the opportunity during the Westside Chamber of Commerce meeting to talk to some of our business leaders about Area 31. Ironically, you know, we talk about Area 31 all the time. Some of the business folks that I talked to were not aware of Area 31 or what we provided and didn't know about partnership days. And so I was sharing information with them, but how would you, or what's the best way for any one of our local businesses, any one of our partners, because it doesn't just have to be a Wayne Township business. We have partners all surrounding us and from the districts in which we serve and other areas as well. But what's the best way for somebody who wants to get more involved, a business that wants to get more involved with our students and our programs to do so?
Sure. There are many ways for employer partners to become involved, whether it's through guest teaching or mock interviews, work-based learning support, serving on an advisory committee, or even our umbrella group, the Executive Leadership Council. Certainly, information is available on our website. Area31CareerCenter.com is a great place to go to find information about programs, to find information about services that are available to the general public. So that's a good hub. But Area 31 also employs career pathway specialists. They are individuals that not only provide career advisement and training for young people, but also serve as a liaison between the community and classroom instructors. So anyone who's interested is welcome to give us a call, 317-988-7230, 317-988-7230, and we can connect them very quickly.
Excellent. I have two other questions. This is not about Area 31, but it's about Dr. Patrick Biggerstaff. What's your favorite place on Earth?
Oh, what a wonderful question. I mean, obviously, I'm going to say home because my wife and kids are there. But I'll tell you what I love about the work that we do here. You know, my background was in banking and sales management before coming into education. I have such a strong interest in the business field, but I love education. I love engaging the community. And this is the perfect place to do that. We have community visitors all the time that come in to support the work of young people. And I get to enjoy celebrating all of their successes. I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge that we have the greatest team on the face of the planet in terms of our teachers and our wraparound support specialists. We have so many wonderful people who are experienced and excelled in industry, but they've come here because they love kids and they want to invest in their development. So it really is a special place, and I find joy every time I come here.
Last question. What is one thing that people may not know about you that you wish they did?
I think for me, Career and technical education is vital to the success of our local economy. It is really wonderful in providing lots of opportunities for students that are not only a pathway to really lucrative careers, but really fulfilling careers. What I would like for people to understand about me personally is that I recognize that a child's education is about far more than what happens in a career and technical education program. We want motivated and secure and confident individuals who are really well-rounded and understand the positive role that they can play in society through their contribution. So I think that concept of whole child development is something that I hold very near and dear to my heart. And that's something that I hope is infused throughout our programs at Area 31.
Our guest today has been Dr. Patrick Biggerstaff. Thank you, Dr. Biggerstaff, for joining us. Again, if you know a business organization that is interested in partnering with Area 31, make sure to contact Dr. Biggerstaff or his team at 988-7230, or you can visit them on their website for more information. We appreciate all that you're doing for our students who are pursuing a career path, and we know that it's more critical now than it ever has been. Coming up, don't forget No School this upcoming Monday. It is Labor Day, September the 5th. On Tuesday, September the 6th, a program that we recently featured on this podcast, the HOST program, begins with its mentors for the first time in 2.5 years as we celebrate the 20th year of HOST. Our Straight A drive-thrus continue next week on Tuesday at Sanders, Stoutfield, and Maplewood. And don't forget, LAP Family Night will be next Thursday, September the 8th, from 6 to 8 p.m., located at Ben Davis High School. Make sure to come out and enjoy all of the activities at LAP Family Night next Thursday. And our school board will be back visiting schools starting this Thursday at Chapelwood Elementary School. Always a great opportunity for school board to see our schools, our students, and our staff in action. That's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next Friday for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Don't forget to look for that trivia question link and to answer the question that is being asked by midnight on Sunday. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to once again end with our quote from John Lewis. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Thank you for the impact you're making each and every day in the lives of our children. And don't forget, I am Wayne. You are Wayne. We are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great holiday weekend.